While we're waiting for that, it sounds like people want to see that as really a substitute to the one I offered. That's fine with me. The other motion I had put forward originally was about the talking about things that haven't been implemented. The Pacifica National Board many years ago mandated Pacifica to launch a national Spanish language newscast. So that was the second motion I sent originally today, repeated today, and sent originally in April, but I'll read that. Whereas the policy adopted by the PMB many years ago to launch a national Spanish language newscast produced out of KPFK and incorporating contributions from all five Pacifica stations and our affiliates has never been fully implemented, and whereas the Spanish-speaking segment of the population continues to be a significant portion of the radio audience in all our signal areas, but is generally underserved in terms of access to high-quality news and public affairs of an educational, non-commercial nature. Resolved that the Programming Committee recommend to the PMB the reiteration of the policy and commitment to produce a national Spanish-language daily newscast based at KPFK and incorporating contributions from paid and unpaid staff at all five Pacifica stations and from interested affiliates. And be it further resolved that the Program Committee recommend that the PMB direct national management to come up with a concrete plan for the implementation of this policy by July 1st, 2016, aiming at a launch of the newscast by September 1st, 2016. Any?
Serene, please.
Yeah, Eric Fallon. Eric Fallon, Serene, please.
Okay, sure. Serene, then Eric.
Okay, so procedurally, this is going to sound a little wrong, but ignore that. Instead of using Ron's proposal as a substitute for yours, I think we should table yours because I don't want it to go away. I just don't think we're going to use it now. So then, and on the current issue, the Spanish language, if you need a motion, I move that we table.
okay. I'll take that as a motion to table. That's fine. Is there any discussion of the motion to table in my motion about the documentaries? Okay, hearing no discussion, is there any opposition to tabling that motion about the national documentaries? And hearing none, we'll consider it tabled. And, sorry, go ahead. I cut somebody off too quickly.
This is Nancy. Well, if we have time, I'd like to talk about this. I think that's really a bold plan, and it's I don't know if we're capable of doing it, and we'll need a whole lot more volunteers and maybe money, but visual and audio and having us kind of change or add TV as well as audio, I think that's wonderful. And we do have one programmer here in Houston who has been videotaping every show, and it's called Execution Watch, and then videoing the last interview with the prisoner before he's executed. Mm-hmm. And this is they've been doing this. I don't know if they've been doing it with, but anyway, they have a
good. Eric was asking about that when we started the call. I'm fine with tabling it. But my impression is that people want something that can be done more quickly, more easily, and more timely in relation to the election process, which I think is obviously capturing a lot of attention. So I agree, Nancy. I think there are a lot of solutions embodied in what I'm suggesting, but it's fine with me to wait on it. So I think we can consider a table for now, and we can take it off the table at the future meeting.
Okay.
Ron, did you have a chance to email out your proposal? Or
I'm sending it now. It's just short and dirty, but I'm sending it now.
Okay. So let me wait a moment to see if that comes through, and then we can... Yeah, go ahead.
So just on the audiovisual piece, the PNB programming operations motion that I referred to from last June actually does talk about stations using audiovisual presentations of some kind on their website. So when we deal with that, we'll...
Yeah, that would be the idea. We can't broadcast the visual part, but we can put it on the website, we can put it on YouTube, we can, you know, produce DVDs and so on and so forth. Yeah.
Right.
But,
okay, and on the
Spanish... Go ahead.
Sorry, on the Spanish language piece that I guess we can do with one right for Ron. The Spanish Language Task Force has a meeting on Saturday. I have not been present for the last several months, actually, because Saturdays are just not possible for me at this point. But I note your call for a getting the national program implemented by, you know, in time to make a difference this election. I think that's a good idea, but I think we would need to chat with someone who's been regularly involved with those meetings to see where they are in the process.
So maybe we can do that, is refer that motion to the task force and see what they think of it.
I don't necessarily want the decision about that to come out. Well, it's just an opinion, I suppose. So, yeah, there's no harm in doing it that way. But to ask someone there to update us, inviting or at our next meeting about what's been happening on that front, because it is long overdue.
So I can forward it to them with the request for, you know, some consultation or you know, what to think about it before we discuss it further here at this committee.
I know that among others, Adriana has been involved in that. So, you know, make sure you copy her on the Thanks.
Well, Eric, to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Eric, and then I see that Ron's motion did come through, so we can take that up next.
Okay, it seems like two different things are going on now. Are we dealing with Ron's motion, or are we, I think I heard a reference to the Spanish language subcommittee.
Yes, while we were waiting for Ron's motion, I'd point out the other motion I had sent out was to revive the PNB mandate for a national Spanish language newscast, and there is now a Spanish language task force, so
I'm on the task force.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the task force. I've been on, I guess, for close to a year now, 8 months or whatever. The programming you're discussing, the nationwide, I mean, or the network, it's on the front burner.
Great.
And the proposal I made, there's some hesitancy, but it's still there. I thought they had decided not to do it. It involved each station coming up with, by the way, this is what we started out with. We would share, well, it's networking, obviously. But each station would contribute either 1 hour per week, which is not really what I call network programming, or each day of the week, Monday through Friday, each station would come up with roughly 12 minutes.
The segment. Okay.
Yeah. Now, they were hesitant to do that. I think they're making it a bit more complex than it is. And I shouldn't say that. I should say we. We're making it a bit more complex than it should be. There's some hesitancy about quality control. I mean, if someone goes over 12 minutes, et cetera, that type of thing.
Right.
But, I mean, that can be worked out. So I brought it. First, it was voted down. Then I mentioned it again. It's come up again. I will be on the... this past Saturday was the first meeting I didn't attend. I forgot this issue was up. The reason I was not on the last meeting, basically, as you know, the mandate was there, had come down, a couple of years ago or a few years ago, that each station have at least 5 hours of Spanish language programming. So that's kind of like what we were dealing with. I don't know if you've heard yet or not, WPFW rolled out.
Yes.
Oh, you did hear about it.
We did hear that you were the first station to actually implementing that.
I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it, but if you go to WPFW.org, it's the program that comes on at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. and there's a second link for 4 p.m. They're done in hourly segments. So it's state-of-the-art programming, and I've also mentioned a talk with the interim program director if it, the other stations want to rebroadcast it or share it, it's available. But having said that, I'll resurrect the issue. It was never dead, but I'll speak to them again about it.
Right, sure.
I'm just curious, how does everyone feel about that format of having each station contribute either daily? The other program, Plan A, which I actually had, just entailed us having each station come up with 1 hour per week, and all five stations would share it.
Point of order. Yeah, we're not really into discussing the Spanish language task force. We were merely raising it as, I mean, I don't, I appreciate it.
Okay, fine. It's dropped.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think that basically we should try to communicate to them that there's an interest here in the issue.
They didn't have to drop it that hard, Eric.
Sorry. I think we should communicate the our interest in the issue to the task force and then pursue it from there with the task force. So,
I'm saying I'm on the task force.
Yes, I got that. But I'm saying it is a whole task force. So, but that's fine.
Communicate if they like to be honest and stuck.
Okay, so I just want to try to wrap up the question, the point of order. So I think what we're saying is that the further discussion is probably out of order here, unless somebody has something really pressing to say about it. And were you on the stack for that or something else?
No, I wanted to speak about the Spanish language programming and having it coming out of KPFA or KPFK. So we have a huge Latino population here in Northern California, and we have a lot of shows that are bilingual, mm-hmm. Spanish and English. And I guess I would want, I mean, I'm on the task force too, and I have not been at the meetings or on the meetings. So, but I did let them know that we have our own crew. It's just not organized.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, how would that exactly work, I guess, is the question. So I got to get back to the task force.
Okay, so I guess the idea is we'll refer it back to the task force and in a much better position we have to deal with it.
Okay.
Sorry, point of information.
What?
Go ahead. I hear a point of order and then a point of information. I think the point of order takes precedence. Is that Nancy with a point of order?
I made a mistake. I meant point of information. I want to know who is that woman who's speaking. Somebody from KPFA.
Oh, Sabrina, KPFA.
Thanks, Sabrina.
Jacobs, yeah. KPFA. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay.
Oh, I thought
Sabrina, you also had a point of
it? Yeah, I thought the person was from KPFK.
No, KPFA.
A is an apple. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. That was my question.
You're welcome.
That was your question too, Serene?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So moving on, I think we're going to go to Ron's motion. Sabrina, I don't have it in front of me. At one point, you sent in a motion that you wanted us to consider too. So if you still have it, maybe you could send it back out also to the OpenCC list. Here's Ron's motion. I propose that the PNB Program Committee form an elections task force to identify, create, and coordinate a series of program specials dealing with the upcoming state, congressional, and presidential elections. A network effort in this regard could help reinvigorate the listenership at all stations and affiliates. The task force would have the responsibility of gathering information from each station and affiliates about its plans to cover the elections and integrating them into their grids for national broadcasts until the elections are done.
I have an amendment. Sorry, were you not done reading?
No, I was done. Is that Serene with the amendment? Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Yes. I just want to say governmental elections because, you know, we're having our wonderful LSB election this year. And
okay.
I just don't want there to be any confusion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I assume that's acceptable, Ron, to cover the governmental elections. My question is, you're proposing that the program committee itself form this task force?
Yes.
May ask Ron a question?
Go ahead.
Would you be cool with, well, let me rephrase that. Is it your intention to include as members of the task force other people in governance and working in collaboration with management?
Yes, I would definitely say working in collaboration in coordination with management, because anything that that task force, any suggestions that that task force would come up with would have to be dealt with by station management. So I don't want it to be a political body. I want it to be a working body, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah, and so, give the managers and program directors, something they can work with, that they don't have to, do all the work themselves, because that's one of the problems now. Everybody's got ideas, but all the work falls back on with the staff to implement. So if we can give them some assistance, in this arena, some coordinated assistance, then yes, we would have to include, other people involved in programming governance. I don't have a set number about how many people or anything like that, but the arguments for small committees or for small task force, and the arguments for large ones. It depends on how fast you want to move. And because we're trying to move fast, I would say nothing too unwieldy. I would definitely say that a member from this committee, from each of the signal areas, should be part of that task force. If they want to bring in somebody else, in addition to that, I wouldn't be opposed to that. But at least one member from each station that's currently on the programming committee should be a part of that task force.
Nancy, KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I'm not sure if this is out of order, but I would like to see a hookup with all five stations having a show, and we can hear, and people who have been selected by the local stations, and then the listeners calling in too, give them a turn, and so we connect like five station areas, and we did this
exactly.
We did this one time after Hurricane Sandy. One of our programmers did that, and it was, well, I'm not sure if it how it was for a listener who never, doesn't not so much involved as a board member. But for me, it was so much fun and exciting to hear these other programmers' voices from other stations and how they're thinking and how they're feeling. And of course, there was a little bit of technical. You had to wait a few seconds, otherwise you missed the first words of the next person when they changed the mic. But I think that can be ironed out. That would be nice. And then give the students a turn to talk. I mean, put some court papers out at the university and tell them, hey, this is your time to get on. We'll take some from the listeners, some from the students, from the Ralph Nader, whoever, But what's going on now at Texas, at the KPFT, is just the same old, it's got two shows that are talk shows, and they're talking about, well, Sanders, it seems like the best one, and the same old,
exactly.
It's not as exciting.
It's not exactly.
More of the same.
More of the same.
I've about Hillary'd out.
Well, I call in and I give my, I don't want to vote for a murderer who's, voting for all this, you know, $4 billion of our taxes and most of it in weapons and going to kill the Palestinian. I'm going to vote for Jill Stein. And then the programmer says, oh, you understand the consequences of what you're doing, you know, when you vote for some, you know. And another programmer will say, there's no such thing as an honorable vote. And then, well, that's okay, but it's not very, it doesn't bring in, as Ron was saying, it doesn't bring in the whole people. I just feel like we're just talking among ourselves. And I really would like to put a little phrase in there to promote a five-station or greater engagement. I'm Sue.
Okay. I'm calling myself. I try to write into your motion, Ron, a few of the things we just said. Let me read it to you, and I can send it. I will say, move that the PNB Program Committee form an elections task force to collaborate with and assist management with at least one member from each station currently on the committee to identify, create, and coordinate a series of program specials dealing with the upcoming state congressional presidential elections and network effort in this regard to help reinvigorate the listenership at all stations and affiliates. The task force would have the responsibility of gathering information from each station and affiliates about its plans to cover the governmental elections and integrating them into their grids for national broadcasts until elections are done. These could include national broadcasts, including broadcasts from each station, and providing opportunities for call-ins from each signal area.
That sounds good to me.
This is Serene. I had actually sent language with the two changes I suggested.
What were the two? I'm sorry. I was working on the language myself. I can't see my inbox. Yeah, governmental elections. What was the other one?
Okay, to add at the end, the wording, the task force will preferably include a committee member from each station area and shall work collaboratively with station management. I figured we could just tack that at the end of Ron.
All right. That's fine.
Eric to the stack, if I might.
Go ahead, Eric.
To the stack. I think it's important to be aware that D.C. and New York are both in at least tri-state areas. I just thought that was important to bring up. New York, do you have New Jersey, Connecticut?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we have... Okay, so
BNC.
It's going... Yeah, yeah, it's not...
Virginia, Maryland, Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all situation. I'm not saying it can't be accomplished, but it's going to take an extra effort on each of our parts in New York and D.C.
Well, I'm sorry. Jack.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so as I understand Ron's proposal, it's not just going to be looking at the elections in the states where the stations are located.
That's
but
correct.
Also, so, yeah, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, because right now they're trying to repeal the law that was in Virginia that was just passed that allows people who are on parole to vote, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, so it's going to be a broad view. The point is to give a national program because although we're five physical stations and with our affiliates, whatever that number is, 170-something is the last number I think I heard. The point is to provide information for the nation.
Right,
you know,
okay.
So we're not just going to be pulling from our backyards.
Okay, excellent.
Well put.
Okay, so what I currently have, based on what Serene sent in, is move that the PNB Program Committee form an elections task force to identify, create, and coordinate a series of program specials dealing with upcoming state, congressional, and presidential elections. And that work effort in this regard could help reinvigorate the listenership at all stations and affiliates. The task force would have the responsibility of gathering information from each station and affiliates about its plans to cover the governmental elections and integrating them into their grids for national broadcasts until elections are done. These could include national broadcasts, including broadcasts from each station, and providing opportunities for call-ins from each signal area. The task force will preferably include a committee member from each station area and shall work collaboratively with station management. find that satisfactory? Is there, I guess we don't have seconds in committees. Is there further discussion or any opposition? Okay, so hearing now, I'll send that back out to everybody. Nancy, if you could incorporate it into the minutes. And then,
you mean to put it in the minutes, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or did you want me to call roll?
No.
I didn't hear any objections, so we'll just assume it's without objection, unless people want a roll call on it.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Did people want
a
roll
there?
Call vote on it?
Is there any opposition?
Hello? I didn't hear any opposition. Nancy, are you still on the call?
No, I think she hung up to call back in, assuming that
All right.
There's a problem.
Sounds like she lost us somehow. All right. Anyway, well, I think it's approved without objection. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
That, who's that?
That's me. Was it real?
Sorry, I still couldn't hear that very well.
Isia was agreeing that there was no objection.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Heard. All right. So, unless Sabrina, you had another motion at one point that you mentioned, but I haven't seen it come in, I don't think so. Unless you want to forward that, we would look at the question of upcoming meetings.
Did you say Sabrina?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't have a motion.
No, when I first sent out my motion about a month and a half ago, you said you had another issue you wanted to bring up, but I don't remember what it was. So I'll check back.
I think it was the Spanish language.
Oh, okay.
Situation.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
So looking at the KPFDX calendar, the currently available dates would be Thursday, June 9th, Wednesday, June 15th, Monday, June 20th. Serena was saying let's try to meet sooner rather than a full month away, so that might be the 9th or the 15th. I assume people don't want to meet on Fridays.
What about the 9th?
Yeah, the 9th.
We need to do it sooner because there's a strong possibility we won't make quorum.
Nancy Beck,
look at the calendar and suggest a date.
Unless people want to meet next week, which is the holiday week, the first available date is
no,
Thursday.
You lovely people. No.
No.
I'm okay.
I'd prefer if we could wait till Wednesday the 15th because I have a face-to-face meeting the second and fourth Thursdays that I'd like to be able to get to. But if people feel it's that urgent.
We haven't made quorum for a month, is that right, or 2 months?
Yeah.
We tried to convene last month for the first time and didn't make quorum. And so
you missed it by a couple
meeting.
Of minutes. Sorry.
Yeah. But we had a pretty full contingent tonight, so... Nancy, could you ask, just call the roll and see if people can make the 9th or the 15th?
9th or 15th, okay.
Yeah.
Who's for the 9th? Who cannot make the 9th?
It's difficult for me.
Call the
roll. Michael, may I ask a question?
Call the roll.
Okay. I need a pen. Just a minute. I'm going to go get a pen.
And
I heard a male voice before.
Then Eric following our colleague here. I don't know who she was.
Sorry, would you say Eric?
Yeah, after the young lady who just asked if she could go.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
She's not there.
No. It's Serene, but Eric can go first. That's fine. Let's just do something.
I think it would be great. I mean, inasmuch as there's this quorum issue, and I think... sound like I'm whooping a dead elephant, but I think it'd be great if we set a date soon and then have a backup date in the event that we do not make quorum. I mean,
okay. All right, so Nancy, are you audible? Are you trying
yes,
to speak?
Yes.
You're breaking up. Okay. Why don't you call the roll on the 9th or the 15th?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to ask a question, Michael,
okay.
Before we
go ahead.
Do that.
All right.
So what time is what is the latest you could be on a call and still be at your meeting?
Well, my meeting is at 7 Pacific, and I'd have to be in place probably where the meeting is to make it if we have a 5:30 call.
You're okay for unless we agree to end by 9:30, 6:30, right? Which would make it a short call.
I don't have
call,
a car. That's all right.
Okay.
If we do it, I will. That's what I have to do. That's fine. Let's just check the roll, please, and we'll.
Okay.
I just want a point of clarification about the 9th. I know that I assume that's a Monday, right?
No, it's Thursday. It's Thursday, June 9th, or Wednesday, June 15th are the two open dates. The only Monday that's open is the 20th. People didn't want to wait a month, I don't think, so they were talking about the 9th or the 15th.
Right.
Let Nancy call a roll on it, and we'll see what we have.
Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Jonathan, I did not hear you.
I'm here. We're voting on the 9th. Yes, on the 9th.
Yes, on
9th or 15th. On people choosing?
Yes. Jonathan,
how are we
voting?
I'm sorry?
But he doesn't know it's the 9th or the 15th or what. What are we asking people to
say,
do right
now? 9th, 15th, or both.
Yes. 9th, 15th, or both, or can't do this. Okay. All right. Jonathan is 9th. Next is Teresa. Oh, just a minute. Teresa, I want to talk. Just let me go. Can I interrupt?
Where's Teresa? Jonathan, did you know you had 3 choices?
No. Thank you, Serene. I was doing something else for a second.
15th on a Wednesday.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
What is
Thursday the 9th, Wednesday the 15th, or both?
Are we on KPFTX?
Actually, I could. Wednesday the 15th might be better for me.
Here or here? Okay. Either day.
Okay, Nancy, did you hear that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Who was speaking?
Jen Alexander.
Yes, Jonathan, you said
that
what?
The 15th would be better for me.
Okay, Jonathan is 15th. Jonathan, 15th. All right, not Thursday. Teresa Allen, is she next? Where'd the roll call go? Teresa Allen, where'd it go, the roll call? Go back to the roll call. Excuse me.
Yes, we're on the roll call, and Nancy's calling it.
Teresa said either way.
Yeah. Okay, just
and
continue
Wednesday
that.
Christian Beck, that's KPFK, Christian Beck?
Yeah, Christian's good for both.
Both, okay. Christian, both. Okay, and let's see. Wesley Bethune said both is okay.
Prefers the ninth.
Prefers the ninth.
Yeah, I'm sorry, let me just interrupt for a second. Just when we say both, are we saying one or the other, or literally both dates?
You're saying
you're choosing
9, 15, or either.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so is it either?
Either. It's either.
Is it either or both? Either. Okay, it's either. Okay.
It's either. Both dates
either.
Are equally good.
Okay. Will y'all please kind of make a note and tell me? I'm running out of paper here. I'm so disorganized. Okay, so far we have Jonathan said he prefers 15. Teresa said either. Christian said, is that right? Yeah, Christian said both. Okay, and Wesley said he prefers a 9. All right. Next is Sabrina.
Yes, both. Either.
Both. Both or either. Okay, Sabrina,
yeah.
Either.
All right.
Next, Michael.
Okay, I prefer the 15th.
15th, okay. And Ethia?
The 9th only.
9th only. Ooh, okay.
All right.
Venetia? she's on the program. Just a minute. I gotta go to the other room.
No, 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 Nancy, you do not have to go to somebody who has...
Okay, never mind, never mind. Yeah. I won't answer.
Continue the roll, please, and somebody can check with Venetia.
They're all at the station, that's for sure.
I mean, she's in the next room with another
call. Yeah, just okay,
Ron,
let's continue
Ron,
the roll call.
On this call. Just
Ron,
go ahead.
Back.
15.
Ron. Okay. Eric?
I'm
four. Eric, you might be busy on the ninth.
I'm always busy. I'm busy. If you mean the nightmare on K Street,
that's a New York.
I'm fine on the ninth. I feel strongly that we need a plan B in the event we don't make quorum there. If I'm not mistaken, one of the conventions is in, they generally have one convention in August and another one in July. I mean, it may not be pertinent or prudent to bring that up now.
You are arguing your point of moving on, please.
Yeah, let's just continue the roll call, please.
Nine. Is that right, Eric Nine? Right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, John Riley, is he on the call?
Not on the call.
Okay, which is good for you, John.
John is not.
No, he's not on the call.
Oh, not here. I'm sorry. Next, Serene.
Either.
Serene. Either.
Okay. Either. Whichever you.
Okay. Both. Mansoor Sabah.
Not on the call.
Yeah, Mansoor, I do not hear you. Okay, myself. Either. Nancy. Either. Nancy Tyron. Oh, there's only one Nancy on this group. Okay. Oh, there's two. Okay. T.M. Shrugs. KPFA. Mr. Shrugs. Scruggs. I'm sorry. Okay.
He was on earlier. He might have left.
Okay. Next is, I don't hear you, Mr. Scruggs. Okay. Nancy Thornton. Is she on?
Not on.
Not on. Okay. Nancy, not on. Okay. And Lewis Wolf. Did he ever come?
Either.
Yes.
Either. Okay.
Either.
I'm here. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like we could do. Let's see. Effie said ninth only, and Eric wanted ninth. Let's go with the ninth.
All right. So we're going to say we're going with the ninth, and if we don't get a quorum, I would say the fallback is, I guess, the 15th. Well, that's not a week at that point, so maybe the 20th. That's the Monday. Is that okay with people? The 9th, and if we need a fallback because we don't get a quorum, we'll try for the 20th, Monday the 20th. This will give us a week's notice.
No objection.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to say anything about ongoing regular meetings?
What does that mean?
The schedule of the schedule of meetings ongoing as opposed to just the next meeting.
Why don't we agree to decide that by the next meeting?
All right. At the next meeting, we'll settle on the schedule for upcoming meetings, and I think in that case, our business is conducted.
And can you include, I'm sorry, Michael, maybe you can include that note in the... in the notice of the meeting, so people come prepared.
Yeah. Okay. Will do.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you all. Good night.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.